Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. If you want to be successful in business, and for that matter, in life, there are seven key principles for business success that we should know and practice, whether we are self-employed or not, doesn't matter. Here they are. Number one, live the golden rule. Matthew 7:12, Message Bible. Here's a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you. Then grab the initiative and do it for them. This adds up to God's law of the prophets, and this is what we get. That's what the Bible calls the rule of thumb guide for behavior. Things like love God with all your heart. Love God with all your soul, your life. Love God with all your mind, your faculty of thought and moral understanding. Love God with all your strength. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. We're also instructed to recognize there's no greater commandment than the ones we've just shared. Now, we go back to Matthew 7:12. It forms the basis of the golden rule. We're to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We're to treat others the way we want them to treat us. Yes, if we own a business, the old saying is true. The customer's always right, even when we know they aren't. How do you treat your customers, friends, strangers, will determine in large measure your success in life.
Number two, where do we get wisdom? Obviously not from the world. And there's a whole lot of places in the world that say they have wisdom. But, I mean, there's wisdom in a college class, it's true, or an online study, or reading a good book. But the greatest wisdom, the most perfect wisdom of all, is from the good book, meaning the Bible. When we ask God for wisdom, we are acknowledging that He knows it all, is aware of everything, and has a solution to every problem or challenge or opportunity we will ever have. And it says first, get wisdom with understanding. In Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Second, get wisdom in the forefront of your thoughts so you don't forget it. In Proverbs 4:5, just below that, says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither incline from the words of my mouth. And third, get wisdom, however you can, even if it means buying it. In Proverbs 23, verses 22 and 23, in the Message Bible translation, it says, listen with respect to the father who raised you, and when your mother grows old, don't neglect her. Buy truth. Don't sell it for love or money. Buy wisdom. Buy education. Buy insight. Wow. And fourth, the greatest investment you can ever make is in yourself. It's your one life to live. Proverbs 16, which, by the way, is full of wisdom. Proverbs 16:16 says, how much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. Successful people seek wisdom and the ability to understand and make right decisions more than anything else.
Number three, first things first. You know, I read where a motivational speaker during a training session filled a jar with large rocks. After filling the jar, he asked if it was full. The audience said yes. Next, the speaker put gravel in between the rocks. When he asked the audience again if the jar was full, people realized it was possible to put small things around the larger rocks. After the gravel, the speaker put in sand, and then he filled the large jar with water. Speaker then asked what principle his demonstration illustrated. If you put large, important things first, you always find a place and time for less important things. Truthfully, there are times when this is a challenge for me. The smaller things, while perhaps less important, easier to accomplish. The first thing you should do every day is found in Proverbs 8:17-18. Proverbs 8:17-18, the Classic Amplified Bible. I love those who love me, and those who seek me early and diligently shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness, uprightness in every area and relation, and right standing with God.
Number four, when you know what to do, do it. Or I might even say this way, if you want to be a success in life, when you know what to do, for heaven's sakes, do it. It's one thing to talk about what you're going to do, but it's a totally different level of commitment to turn around and do it. And yes, do it now. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. The enemy wants to convince us that we have plenty of time. We have lots of tomorrows in our life. But why do today what we can put off until tomorrow? But before we go to bed at night, we talk about this many times, need to prepare your to-do list for the next day. And as Vince Lombardi, the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers, once said, and is often quoted, not always giving him credit, says, plan your work and work your plan. When it comes to implementing plans on our part, there are three key words, that signal that we're serious, serious about being successful. Until we say, I'll do it, we're just kind of wishing and hoping. Making a mental decision to do things we've been talking about and dreaming about. If God has given you a big dream, a goal, a vision, have you made that verbal commitment to make it happen? Have you said by word or deed, I'm going to do it? In Proverbs 21 verse 5 in the New Living Translation, it says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. And let me throw in one more verse, Proverbs 12 verse 27 in the Message Bible. A lazy life is an empty life, but early to rise gets the job done.
Number five, your future is in front of you, not in the rearview mirror. Our lives are not a digital piece of film where you can make edits and create the outcome you want, regardless of what you've done or not done. Philippians 3:14-15, Classic Amplified. I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. So that those of us who are spiritually mature and fully grown have this mind and hold these convictions. And if in any respect you have a different attitude of mind, God will make that clear to you also. There's nothing in these two verses about looking back, trying to change the outcome of what happened yesterday. It's about now, pressing forward, making a difference in the future, and not moaning about the past. We can relive the past, which changes nothing. We can live in the future, where we can create our own destiny.
Well said.
If we sow our thoughts in the past, we'll experience crop failure. We'll learn from the past, but we cannot live in the past and expect a harvest for the future. We must always be willing to change, adapt, update, and prepare for where the future is taking us.
Number six, know when to say yes and when to say no. Have you ever heard the old saying, say what you mean and mean what you say? That could actually be straight from the Bible. The saying is confirmed in James 5:12. James 5:12 in the Classic Amplified. But above all things, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be a simple yes and your no be a simple no, so that you may not sin and fall under condemnation. Learning to say no is important in business and in life. When the right answer is no, we just need to say no. And when the right answer is yes, we need to speak up and say yes. Matthew 5:37 in the Classic Amplified says this way, let your yes be simply yes and your no be simply no. Anything from more than that comes from the evil one. We need to guard our time and not allow ourselves to be talked into things that really we have no business doing. It's not our calling. Also, if we need to make a decision, we need to seek the advice and the unction of the Holy Spirit before saying yes or no.
Number 7, plan your work and work your plan. Your time is the currency of your life. Plan it carefully. Spend it wisely. Here are a couple of keys to managing your time. First, read and respond to your emails and snail mail the first time you look at them. Or don't read them until you have the time to answer. Second, use the alarms and timers on your phone to set aside a certain period of time for specific functions. Third, limit your phone conversations, texting, and chats to a specific amount of time. You decide the time frame that works for you. Fourth, don't waste time on idle gossip or meaningless conversations. Yes, you can talk about sports or whatever interest you have, but keep it within your time parameters. Fifth, determine how much time you'll spend watching TV or surfing the net. We record the TV programs that we watch. We restrict the number and fast forward through commercials. Sixth, give and expect punctuality on your appointments. If someone's habitually late on their appointments, then they don't value your time. Create boundaries of expectation. Seventh, when it comes to your dreams and goals, create specific timelines so you'll know when you need to do what to ensure to achieve the success that you desire. We can never know when God is going to use something seemingly small and insignificant to set up something big for us. But before God gives us something big to handle, He wants to make sure we handle the small things. And that's why planning is important to success.
So true.
These 7 business principles.
Or life principles in many, many ways.
Number 1, live the golden rule. Number 2, get wisdom. Number 3, first things first. Number 4, when you know what to do, do it. Number 5, your future's in front of you, not in the rearview mirror. Number 6, know when to say yes and when to say no. And number 7, plan your work and work your plan.
Hallelujah.
Think on these things. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. You've been blessed by the teaching. On the top, it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.